This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The end of discussion on a potential catalyst project on the site of the Market Street parking deck in Bloomington is not the end of a potential Connect Transit transfer center in the downtown. Connect Transit General Manager Isaac Thorne says a transfer center could still happen.
Yeah, so right now we're working with the city staff, meeting to discuss different site locations that we can look at and put into a request for proposal for a feasibility study, where then we'll hire a consultant and they'll look at those three, four, or five locations to see if they're feasible for a downtown transit center location. And the most important part of that whole process will be how will our routes, current routes, be able to get in and out of that facility and keep the same timing in place.
We are probably only a few years away from autonomous vehicles becoming fairly widespread in use across the nation. Make the case, why does Connect Transit believe that a big piece of infrastructure is a good investment when technological change is going to perhaps disrupt the industry?
Yeah, I think a lot of this is in the transit industry, we've heard a lot about autonomous vehicles. I think that's great. I think autonomous vehicles is great for a first mile, last mile option for transit. But I think you're always going to have fixed route buses, and they may be autonomous, but I don't see that happening for 15, 20 years down the road, autonomous buses. But you're never going to be able to transport 2.2 million people with a small autonomous vehicle. It's just not efficient. You're going to have to have some kind of a larger bus vehicle to be able to transport that many people. So I see autonomous vehicles at some point in time solving our first and last mile issue, feeding into our trunk line routes, our red route or lime route. But they're never going to, I don't think you want to transport 2.2 million people in autonomous small vehicles. Congestion would be horrible.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Isaac Thorne is the director of Connect Transit in Bloomington Normal. You mentioned 3 to 5 sites. What do you need in a site other than space for 10 buses, a waiting room, and other things?
Yeah, so we're going to have real-time bus information like we do in Uptown Station, where you'll see the red line is coming in 15 minutes or in 10 minutes. So we'll have that passenger information for our routes. We'll have hopefully a customer service area where people can ask questions, bypasses. And then we'll also have, like you said, the passenger waiting area. And then a very convenient place for our buses where every single time they come to this transit center, they're going to pull into the same exact spot. There's going to be a sign up saying this is the green route. And every single time, customers know exactly where that route is, no matter what day it is or time it is. It's always going to pull into the same spot, which I think is very, very important. And what we don't currently have in Uptown Station.
What are the 3 to 5 locations that you'll be looking at?
It's not been it's not determined as of yet, and we're still working with the city of Bloomington. I can't at this point in time discuss exactly which locations they are. Some of those may be privately owned, so we may have to do some negotiation with a private individual who owns the property, but we're really trying to focus on properties that are owned by the city, so we don't have to pay the extra money to that property owner to acquire the land.
What are the publicly disclosable ones then?
So the two that we're looking at right now are the Market Street Garage and then also the and some land next to the Coliseum, north of the Coliseum.
You get about $2.8 million in federal funding every year, which can be used either for capital funding or for operations. How is that mix allocated, and are there trouble signs?
We're using right now about 72% of our federal allocation towards operating. For operating budget. So we only have 28% left over each year for capital purchases. So that's one of our issues right now that we're dealing with, and we're having an ad hoc budget committee on our board is to talk about how do we address that issue going forward to ensure that we can purchase buses and possibly build a downtown transfer center in the future. Because at some point in time, probably around 2023, if we go currently just with increasing expenses, we're going to run out of federal money. We're going to use all that $2.8 million allocation just on operations. So I think what the board's trying to focus on is what expenses can we cut? What revenue can we possibly look at as obtaining, or a combination of the two? So that's what they're focused on, and hopefully they'll we'll be continuing meeting over the next few months, and they'll be reporting back to the board on some recommendations.
There has been periodic discussion of a property tax revenue source to fund transit in the Bloomington-Normal area for the last three transit directors, going back to Pete Weber. It has not actually gone beyond the occasional mention. Why is this time different?
Well, I don't know if this time is going to be different. It's something that we're going to discuss. Tax referendum is obviously something that's in part of our strategic plan, something we're going to explore, the board is going to explore. I don't know if this time will be different or not, but it's been brought up many, many times in the past. But I think we're looking not only at maybe talking about or exploring tax referendum, but also other items, too, that we can look at to gain revenue. I know in this most recent budget, staff has applied for Medicaid payments to increase revenue. We're also looking at more advertising revenue to decrease our revenue, and then we'll also be exploring the possibility of a fare increase, which hasn't been done since 2007. So we want to look at all the options, put them all on the table, and see what we want to do going forward. And I know that's going to be there's going to be a lot of discussion by the board about this, and it's going to be a good conversation.
If your federal capital money will be wholly devoted to operations in about 5 years, how urgent is this conversation? When should it conclude with some action of one sort or another, depending on the policymakers' decisions?
We just passed our 2019 operational budget. Going into 2020, which is next July 1st, 2019, we're going to have some ideas already on the table and start exploring these with a lot more interest, I think, going maybe November of this year, December of this year, and really starting putting these options on the table of what we want to do, because we want to get the public as much advanced as we possibly can on what's the future for Connect Transit going into 2020 budget.
Isaac Thorne is the general manager of Connect Transit, Bloomington-Normal's bus system. As a matter of disclosure, GLT program director Mike McCurdy is the chair of the Connect Transit board.